one technique that can prevent the dangers we talked about in the last two slides is an implementation of the spiral model into the waterfall method. Imagine, if you will, that you're at the center point of this graphic. Every time we have a circle, that is a feedback loop. So let's say we start off with our idea. We're in waterfall design, and we've documented everything. We've planned it out to the T. And maybe we throw a prototype together. It might be a little bit nicer than the types of prototypes we'd see in iterative or agile development. But whatever the prototype is, we get immediate feedback. The closer that line is to the center, the quicker the feedback loop. So, okay, our user testing says, all right, things look good, let's move forward to the next step. Well, the next turn of the loop is a little bit farther from the center. Maybe that iteration takes a tad longer. So you see how this works? On each turn, we get more and more comfortable, the iterations extend to a longer period, and sooner or later, we're back to our waterfall method, where we still have our linear process, we meet our deadlines, it's just that the testing becomes a little bit farther apart in order to meet our goals.